Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Hi, good morning and good afternoon. This is Shannon, and this program is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. I'm a spirit guide interpreter, and I help you answer direct questions to your angels and guides, and I serve as a translator and an amplifier, helping you hear the messages that will give you guidance so that you can make decisions about what you need to do about your own life. So the parameters for the questions are, it needs to be just one question, and it needs to be about yourself. And you can ask about any topic, could be your finances, your love life, or your health, or anything that could occur to you about your spirituality and your growth, and what's happening with this incarnation and you. We're going to go straight to the phones before we decide to talk about our theme for the week. And our first caller is named Amy. Hi, Amy. This is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Amy. Hey, what's your question for your angels today?
My question is, I would like to know, there's going to be a position that will be coming open here, probably at least
You don't have to give
June.
Me any background. Honey, you don't
have
to give me any background information at all. You can just ask a question. But remember, it has to be an I question. So if you ask, will they give me that job, I can't get an answer. But you could ask, should I pursue that job? Would you like to ask that question?
Okay.
Amy, yes.
Okay.
What would you like to ask?
Okay. Well, there's a place that I used to work for, and there will be a promotion coming open there.
Should I go for that job? Would you like to ask that question?
Yes.
Okay, it sounds like you're not quite sure. Is it that you're not sure about the phrasing? Or
no.
Is it that
Will I get that position?
Mm-mm. Yeah, when you say that, then you're asking, will they give me that job? So I'm not allowed to go into the minds or karma of other people.
Oh, okay.
I can only say, see, there are limits. There are actually karmic laws and limits that I can't break. So in a love relationship, it's okay for me to ask, should I try to make this marriage work? But I can't say, will he stay or is he having an affair? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So could I please help you, because I think you will get the answer that you're looking for, should I pursue that position? Can we try that and see what happens?
Okay.
So the answer is yes, fully. You are overqualified for that job. They would be pleased to have you. Please go for it, because even if you don't get that job, they will know that you are in the market and they will find something readily for you, because they are enthusiastic about you as a human being. And so you are a good person and they would like to have you on that team. So even if you don't get this one, you should present yourself for it and you should apply for it. Okay, Amy, did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, please go for it. And please... Yeah, I'm wishing you all the best. I hope that you do get it. That's slightly outside of my range of what I can obtain for you. But the enthusiasm on that side was like, yeah, tell her to do it. Tell her to put herself there. Yeah, tell her to call them now. Okay, so it was very enthusiastic.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Good luck.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, take care now. Bye-bye, Amy.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. If you'd like to call in with your own question, the number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. We're going back to the phones now, and our next caller is named Tabitha. Hi, Tabitha. This is Shannon. How can I help you today?
Hi, Shannon. How you doing?
Hey, I'm well today. Well, I have a little sore throat, but besides that, you know, we're going into winter here, just as you guys are going into summer. What's your question for your angels?
Well, I'd like to know what archangels are around me, or angels that are around me, and what message do they have for me as far as Social Security disability, or if they see something more pressing that needs my attention, you know, whatever that message.
Okay, so on this show, I can take one specific question, and you're going a little bit general for me. So I would like to help you phrase the question, but only with your permission. Could it be, how can I resolve my financial situation right now? How about that one?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I think that's along your topic, but it gives me a little bit more to go on. And what they're telling me is, you are entrepreneurial. You're an entrepreneur, and you have been ever since you were a little kid. And if you don't remember, you can remember trading things with other people, swapping things, so that you would get something good, but that they would also get something good. Okay, Tabitha, tell me, true or false?
True.
Okay. So as a swapper, as someone who can exchange goods for other things, they want you to start revving up your financial situation by finding things that people are throwing away, holding on to them, and trading them. At first, you're going to trade them for other objects. So a lamp, you're going to find, you're going to fix it, you're going to trade it for another lamp, or maybe a chair. And then the chair, you're going to fix it, and you're going to trade it for a bed. And the bed, you're going to fix it, and you're going to trade it for a couch, and so on and so on and so on, until you actually get everything that you need. Are you willing to have a look at that as a challenge?
Not really.
Okay, you are very good. I'll just give you the compliment, and then I'll let you go. Compliment is, you are clever. You are an entrepreneur. You have a good eye for what's going to be fixable and what's not going to be fixable. You are good with your hands. You actually know what to do. It just takes two or three steps, but people don't have the energy to try to make something work out of something that wasn't working. Okay, that's the compliment. I'll let you think about that one, okay?
Okay.
Take it easy. Bye, Tabitha.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Interestingly, Tabitha's question leads us straight to our theme for today, and the guides told me that the theme for this program is called exchange. Exchange is when you give me something and I give you something in return. Everyone in an exchange is always hoping that he or she is going to be satisfied with the exchange, that next while. Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry, I thought I heard another voice on the line. I thought that was another caller. So the first angel card that we're going to draw is from the series by Doreen Virtue. And let's see what it says and how we can work it out in relationship to our theme of exchange. Okay, the card is, oh my gosh, the card is entrepreneur. And that's just what we were talking about with Tabitha. Okay, entrepreneur. Self-employment suits your disposition and your intentions. Working for yourself allows you to better follow your intention and your divine guidance. We are your co-workers and teammates who remain loyally by your side to ensure your success in all ways. So that message tells you that an entrepreneur is looking for an exchange, but not within a larger organization or a company. An entrepreneur is looking to go solo, someone who's on his own, someone who's trying to make a business happen, first of all, just by himself, working 24 hours a day. You know those entrepreneurs, those startups, and the people who really put themselves out there. The best way for you to do that in this day and age is to get involved with social media. So it's to start your own Facebook page, it's to get followers, it's to be on Twitter, it's to be sending messages via email and newsletter and all those other things. And then it's also to be in the real world. And what we're talking about here is an exchange of information. These days, people like to get things for free. They want to know how to do things by themselves, and they want you to tell that to them for no money whatsoever. Because it's just as easy for them to get on Google and figure out the recipe for chocolate chip cookies as it is for them to go buy the chocolate chip cookies at the shop. But did you hear what I said? It's easy for them to get the recipe for the cookies. It's not as easy for them to bake the cookies. That's where you come in. people can find the information about how to do it. But maybe when they try to do it, they find out that they're not so good at it. And they, much like myself, if I can admit this, burn the cookies every time, and the cookies don't taste that good. So you have the opportunity to give information away for free. Give away your recipe. Who cares? The people are going to not be able to make the cookies as well as you can. What is your particular recipe? What are you particularly good at? If you haven't figured that out yet, a really nice book to read is called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, because that's one that takes you through that practice of figuring out where your talents are. Okay, I'm going to go back to the phones now, and the next caller looks like the name is Indira. Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm
yes,
good.
What's
how
your
are
question
you?
For your angels? I'm well, thanks. What's your question
I just
for
want
your
to ask the
today?
Angels. Hi, I just want to ask the angels what they say about my husband and marriage, and you know when he's coming.
Oh, in terms of, could you rephrase your question, if I'm with your permission? When will I meet a person that I should marry? Is that the right question?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They're actually telling me that it's going to be a good long while, because you have specific criteria about what that person is going to look like and sound like and be like. And that person is not the kind of guy that you find on every corner. So they're telling me that your specifications for this person are very, very, may I say, stringent. And they're telling me that you won't find that guy for the next, let's say, 3 to 4 years. But the way to start is to make a list of those characteristics. But they're telling me that you are concerned about his books, his religion, his educational background, and his financial status, and his age. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Okay, so that's fine. I don't mind that you have specific characteristics that you need, but it means that you're going to have to wait. If you didn't care whether he was 5 years younger than you, if you didn't care what religion he was, then we could find you a guy standing on the corner. But that's not what you want. You want somebody really, really specific. So that means they think that you should go with a modern matchmaking service like a dating website and put in your specific... Oh, and you need him to live in a specific city in the world. Oh, my goodness, is that true, that you don't want to relocate?
No, I don't want to relocate, ever.
Indira, you're making it so hard for us. However, it is possible. But you are going to make that list right now, and then you're going to set it into the internet dating site, and then you're going to find your guy. It's just going to take you a little while, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
If you'd also like to call in and ask a question, the number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. I believe that you have angels and guides. I believe that you are guided. I believe that you'll get this guidance even if you don't talk to me. I think I'm just an amplifier, the one who can help you hear it more clearly. Okay, we're going to go to our next segment, which is when we draw a card from the Caroline Mace archetype deck. We're working on the theme of exchange, giving and taking, receiving. Let's find out what Caroline Mace has to say. Okay, the card that we're looking at is called addict, as in to be addicted to something. And the light attributes of an addict are: this card, when you draw it, helps you recognize and confront your addictive behavior. And the dark attributes, the shadow attributes, are: you compromise your integrity and your honesty. This segment of your life allows an addictive pattern to have authority over your inner spirit. Okay, they said that I have to read that second part again. It compromises integrity and honesty, allows an addictive pattern to have authority over your inner spirit. How does that apply to you? And how does that apply to our theme, which today is exchange? When you're in an exchange, let's say that it's in a relationship, and you want more than you are willing to give. So you are giving, let's say, 50% of your energy, but you're complaining because the other person seems to be giving not 100% of his energy, but you're not giving enough of yours. Is that an equal and honest exchange? Are you working to the best of your integrity? Can you please ask yourself that? Because I know a lot of my recent clients have found themselves in negative patterns where they get addicted to relationships in which they aren't getting what they want, but neither are they giving as much as they could be. How can you test whether you are in integrity in your relationship? Well, you can ask yourself, put the focus on yourself, put the focus on the I in the relationship, and ask, am I giving 100% of what I've got available? Am I giving 100%? Then if you can say, no, there's more for me to give, try for the next 2 weeks to give 100% of yourself to that relationship. And that means being vulnerable. That means sharing your feelings. That means asking for what you want. That means standing up and saying no if there's something that's not working for you. That means to be present. It means to show up in the relationship. Only then are you allowed to examine the exchange of energy in the relationship, because you can know that you've given your 100%. Then it's allowed and okay for you to say to the other person, hey, it seems that you're only giving half. It seems that you're paying attention to your iPad and watching TV and reading a magazine when I'm trying to talk to you. So it doesn't seem like you're fully present. First, you get present, and then you ask for the other person's commitment and presence. Then we can talk about measuring the exchange. We're going back to the phones now, and our next caller is named Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. This is Shannon. What's your question?
Hi, Shannon. Nice to speak to you. My question is, it's a bit of a work-life balance question, really. I'm trying to get myself organized at the moment, but I seem to be procrastinating and running around in circles doing 12 things at the same time. And I'm wondering if my angels would have any advice on how I can organize myself better. Hello?
You hear me, Elizabeth? Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
You
now,
work?
Yes.
Very good. You work very well with a diary. You work very well scheduling yourself from 8 until 9, 9 until 10, 10 until 11. And they're also telling me that you have a phone that is a smartphone. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So on your they want you to synchronize your laptop and your smartphone and diarize. And here's the interesting part. You love a game. You love to play. And you love to be a bit competitive, even with yourself. So if you only have 1 hour to get that task done, you will race to beat the clock. And you will get it done between 8 and 9. And when the alarm goes off, you're not allowed to touch that task again until tomorrow. Okay?
Ah, okay. So that sounds similar to a system that I was using a while ago, but I just gave up on.
Was it a fun system? Was it fun and humorous and lighthearted? Or was it like a slave?
Was it like a slave master
cracking a whip?
Yeah, definitely, because I'm being too much of a perfectionist. So that's probably why it didn't work the first time
around.
Your
angels are saying that you like a game, and they want you to make it into a, Elizabeth, can you beat the clock? Yes, you can.
Yay. I love it.
Okay. Give it a try. Thank you very much. Elizabeth,
okay.
This is my second to the last program that I'm going to have on Authentic You. Next week is going to be my last program.
No.
Yes. So do get in touch via my website if you'd like.
Okay, I will do. Oh, I'm going to miss you. Okay, big hugs. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you. Elizabeth is one of our regular callers, so I just wanted to reach out and let her know that I'm going to be leaving Authentic You because I'm concentrating on a national South African program that I've got that has totally filled up my diary chock-a-block with clients. I can hardly even carve out 1 hour to talk to you guys. But I will still be available via my website, www.spiritguidance.net. But no, the work in South Africa is just enormous. This is such a beautiful country. As I've got a moment to speak with you now, I would like you to each put South Africa on your bucket list of places to visit in the world. We've got an amazing coastline. We have mountains. We have desert. We have big cities. We have everything you could ever ask for and fabulous sunshine. Sunshine like California, and a diversity of people that is unfathomable. Johannesburg, where I'm based, is the capital of Africa. I'm sure other African countries wouldn't agree with that. But South Africa is a very flourishing country in Africa, and Johannesburg is the largest city that we have. So we have skyscrapers, we don't have lions roaring down our streets, and we have so much to offer, a ton of energy and a lot of buzz and an entrepreneurial spirit to beat everybody. So please do come to South Africa. You are heartily invited. Okay, let's go back to our readings, and we're working on the theme of exchange. The number to call if you'd like to ask your own question is 1-877-296-0345. We're going to go to a book that I often use, which is called The South African Flower Essences, written by Janet Unite. And on the theme, okay, they're giving us this flower today, spur flower, facilitation of learning, integration of knowledge, and the color is lilac. The learning essence, this flower facilitates the assimilation of facts while bringing an eagerness and enjoyment of knowledge. It harmonizes, organizes, and calms the mind, allowing the integration of information. Spur flower also allows one to know that all wisdom is available and to ask for help in accessing it. This essence is useful for students, particularly at examination times. Okay, think about how you can integrate the essence of spur flower into your life and into your mind. If you can imagine a beautiful, small lilac flower called the spur, what I'm going to describe to you is how you are accessing and exchanging information and energy with the earth right now. Please ground yourself by tapping your feet on the floor, tap, 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 like that, and then extend your head or raise your hand up above your head and realize that you are a conductor. Okay, you can bring your hand down. It's just an example. You are an antenna. You're reaching in to the ethosphere, and you are tapping into knowledge and information that is available now. You realize that now that we have 7 billion people on the planet, and each one of those human beings knows something, that because that is the truth, there is a massive tipping point of how we access information. Somebody in Bangladesh knows something that you don't know, but if you tune into it, it is much more likely that you will be able to access and understand that information than it was 5,000 years ago when there were fewer people on the planet. I would like you to know that in terms of exchange, it is your privilege and your responsibility to share what you know with those who are looking for it. Now, this can be as simple as you're walking down the road and you see somebody who's lost and you say, "Hey, what are you looking for?" And he says, "Yeah, I'm looking for this avenue called Park Avenue." And you say, "Yes, it's right around the corner." That's charity. That's actually reaching out. But it's more than that. It's you exchanging your information through the goodness of your humanity, helping other people find their way. It can be someone in the grocery store stuck. It can be a little old lady trying to cross the street. You get the picture. You are being called to be a scout. You are being called to exchange the goodness of your energy with those people who need it. I'm talking briefly. I'm talking you can help others who are looking for help. And I know you can. And I know that's what you're about. You're here to do an exchange. Will you get paid back? Yes. Will you immediately get paid back? Probably not. Probably with a thank you, and that's going to be enough for now. I'm going to go to our next segment, which is when we consult Louise Hay and her book, You Can Heal Your Life. If you'd like to squeeze a call in, I think we have time for one more. It's 1-877-296-0345. We're at 24 minutes past the hour, and you can see these podcasts and more on my website, www.spiritguidance.net. So Louise Hay describes emotional states and gives us affirmations to work through difficult emotional states that result in what she calls dis-ease. That can be a syndrome, it can be a condition, it can be a symptom. But look at the one that we're being pointed to right now. Ringworm. Do you guys know what ringworm is? It's a skin condition. Sometimes you get it from cats. Often little kids get it. It's like a fungal infection, and it makes a circle, a circular mark on the skin. It's like a red, slightly itchy, slightly scratchy, slightly flaky, ring on the skin, and it's called ringworms. It's actually a fungus. Okay, so here's the emotional state that can lead to having the symptoms of ringworms. Allowing others to get under your skin, not feeling good enough. Okay, so think about that. Where do you in your life allow others to get under your skin, and where in your life do you not feel good enough? Here's the affirmation. I'm going to say it once quickly, then I'm going to say it slowly, and I would like you to say it after me. And if you want to, you can write it down. The affirmation is, I love and approve of myself. No person, place, or thing has any power over me. I am free. Okay, let's say it together slowly. I'll say it, and you repeat it after me, phrase by phrase. Here we go. I love and approve of myself. No person, place, or thing has any power over me. I am free. Here we go. I'm going to go back to the phones now. I'd like you to practice that affirmation. Our caller is called Matty. Hey, Matty, this is Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Shannon?
I'm good, thanks. What's your question for your angels today?
What is my relationship with Sylvester?
What shall I do about my relationship with Sylvester?
Yeah, what is it? I mean, I'm a little confused.
Uh-huh. We are only allowed to do I questions, so we're not allowed to say, how does Sylvester feel about me? Do you understand that limitation?
Yes. I thought she said, ask, what is my relationship with Sylvester?
Very good. Okay. So the guidance that they're giving me is, the essence of your relationship with Sylvester is of deep and mutual love. And they're asking for you to put your heart on the table and to stop holding back and to actually say to Sylvester, I love you and I want to be with you. Because you are waiting for Sylvester to commit before you put your heart on the table. And they're saying he's not going to commit until you say what you want and open yourself up. So you guys are going to be caught in this limbo until you make your needs and your emotions known. They're telling me that you are deeply in love with Sylvester and that you think about him all the time. Okay, you tell me, Maddie, true or false?
I do care for him. I known him in high school. He remembers me. I didn't remember him. He contacted me last August.
Right.
And he very persistent with calling 2 or 3 times a week, and I saw him.
Do you love him?
I care. For some reason, I'm attracted to him.
Well, go for it then. I mean, put your heart on the table, and he's going to commit, and this is what you've been waiting for a long time. So I'm wondering about your hesitation. Why are you hesitating?
Because he lives in another state. He doesn't live in the state of Georgia.
This is not a problem. Okay, your angels are laughing. They're going, you think that's a problem? We've got problems for you, honey. That is not a problem. Okay, Maddie, you guys can get over that.
Oh, so he's waiting for me.
Work it out.
So actually, he's waiting for me to tell him that I really care for him.
That's correct.
Oh.
Please go ahead and do so. Okay,
I will.
God bless you. Go
Thank
on your
you.
Way. I'm wishing you all the best. You can invite me to the wedding.
Oh, you see a wedding? Oh, wow.
Bye,
thank
Maddie.
You.
Ciao. God bless.
Ciao. Thank
God
you.
Okay. If you'd like to find out more about this work, please consult my website, www.spiritguidance.net. I'd like to refer you to the other programs on the Authentic You Media Network. There are terrific presenters, fantastic hosts, lovely interviews. Just look up Authentic You, and you can also find them on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Shannon Walbrand. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm wrapping up now. I'm going to say God bless, and always remember, you are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.